CJSF 90.1 FM would like to remind listeners that the following program is a repeat broadcast.
We're told that after the war the Nazis vanished without a trace, but the battalions of fascists still dream of a master race. The history books, they tell of their defeat in 45, but they all came out of the woodwork on the day the Nazi died. They say the prisoner of Spandau was a symbol of defeat. Whilst Hess remained in prison, then the fascists, they were beat. So the promise of an Aryan world would never materialise.
So why did they all come out of the woodwork
on the day the Nazi died? The world is riddled with maggots, the maggots are getting fat. They're making a tasty meal of all the bosses and bureaucrats. They're taking over the boardrooms and they're fat and full of pride. And they all came out of the woodwork on the day the Nazi died. So if you meet with these historians, I'll tell you what to say. Tell them that the Nazis never really went away. They're out there burning houses down and peddling racist lies. And we'll never rest again until every Nazi dies.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Syrup Moose Radio. I am your host, the Great and Sticky Moose, and you are listening to 93.9 FM CICK Smithers Community Radio. You might also be listening to this show on 90.3 FM CKUT in Montreal, 88.7 FM CFUR in Prince George, 88.3 FM CKXU in Lethbridge, or 102.7 FM CKMS in Waterloo. This show is recorded on the unceded territory of the Gitxsan people and broadcast originally from the territory of the Wet'suwet'en. It is heard across Canada on unceded territory, so take some time to learn about whose land you're living on. Syrup Moose Radio is sponsored by the Skeena Watershed Conservation Coalition. You can check out the incredible and vital work that they are doing by searching for them on Facebook. You can at any time reach out to Syrup Moose Radio by email at syrupmooserecords@gmail.com or by finding me on Blue Sky, xada.bluesky.social. That's xada.bluesky.social. For more from this show, visit smithersradio.com or themarsh.ca. Enjoy the show. With Midnight here on Syrup Moose Radio, getting us all kicked off and in the right headspace, right? Hello, everybody. Welcome to another show. I am sitting recording this on July 27th, 2025, and it will be out at different times throughout the week. So maybe things will have changed. Maybe they will not have. Who knows? I hope this episode finds you well, I guess, is how I'm feeling today. I truly do hope that you're getting through and that, you know, that things are okay. If you want to interact with me at this show here, you can do so a bunch of different ways. Email, Blue Sky, all those different things. Send me your music. Send me your thoughts. Send me things over to syrupmoosrecords@gmail.com. I try and play anything that gets sent to me. And, you know, I want to hear from you. If you have... You know, if you have thoughts, things that you want me to talk about, things that you wish you knew my insightful opinions about, feel free to send those my way, and I will respond to them on the show when I can and how I can. I'm very excited to... I can't remember if I shared this last week or not, but I have a show coming up in just a little bit on August 9th. In Smithers, BC, I will be performing at the Bulkley Valley Brewery with the wonderful Elysium, Download History, and Luna Flora, and me, Megafauna. It's gonna be a heck of a night. Starts at 8 p.m., goes till late. It's $15 at the door. Simple as that. Show up, dance. I will be playing... the show is titled Prepare to Meet God. It is the show that I played at Midsummer, but it will be different because every time I perform, it's improvised and goes a little different. Now that I'm saying that again, I do remember that I said this last week. So what are you going to do? This week, we are going to be continuing the airing of No Gods, No Masters in the second hour of the show. You will hear part two of that documentary. I hope you enjoyed it last week. I hope it worked well for you on radio. I didn't really hear anything, and sometimes no news is good news, right? Nobody was complaining, so I guess that's positive, but I didn't hear anything else. So if you're enjoying it, let me know. And maybe I can seek out other content like that to share with y'all. Yeah, we're going to talk about a little bit of new stuff today. We're going to talk about the five hockey players who were acquitted, as well as an American preacher doing a Canadian tour. We'll talk about both of those things. I'm sure I'll have thoughts about it. Also perhaps I will talk about the folks that were trapped in the mine here in BC. We can talk, I think it was in BC. Oh no, I'm going to sound like a real fool if that's not true. But we'll talk about those things during the show. And yeah, I got some great new music for you, including that one you just heard from Peeling Flesh. We got some Thrice coming up. We've got We Came as Romans, Clipping, Psycho Frame. What do we got? We got some new ones that I hadn't even heard of before. So it's going to be, I think it'll be a pretty good show. I think it will. And my wife and I bought a house, so we are in the process of getting it all ready for us and doing some renovations and stuff. I mean, I say renovations. We're just sort of getting the bathroom to where it needs to be, and as well as getting some other bits and pieces that it needed. It's very exciting and very surreal. I did not think home ownership was a thing that was going to happen. And you know, it's a modest little place. It's smaller than our current rental, which is all right. So it's going to be some downsizing and some getting organized and. Yeah, I think we're both excited and we're both relieved to be done. And now we can actually get to the part where we make it what we want it to be. And that's also extremely exciting for both of us. So I'm sure I'll be talking a bit about that as the weeks and months go on. Who knows? But we did order like a bathtub and a tub surround yesterday, which was genuinely weirdly exciting. Like it's just a weird thing. to be doing, but we're doing it. So anyway, we're going to get into another song here. This one, a brand new one from Thrice. They have an album coming out soon, which I, of course, did not get the name of. So we're going to just... Here we go. It is called Horizons/West, and this song is called Nash, and you're going to listen to it here on Syrup Moose Radio. So tuck in. Enjoy. Thrice from their upcoming album Horizons West. It took me a minute to get properly engaged with Thrice, and I'm really glad that I did. They did a reissue last year, the year before, of Artists in the Ambulance, and it was such a good record, and it made me like the original even more. Yeah, sometimes you just got to do another draft, and it's great. All right, let's talk about the bad things that are happening around us, because why not? This reporting comes from the CBC, so do what you will with your feelings about bias and whatever. So MAGA affiliated musicians scheduled to play in two BC parks despite pushback. West Kelowna and Abbotsford stops on American Preacher's tour sparked security concerns from the community. This reporting by Jacqueline Gelino. City staff in Kelowna and Abbotsford are reviewing safety, permitting, and bylaw compliance after receiving multiple complaints about the upcoming performances by U.S. Christian nationalist performer preacher Sean Fuchs. The performances are scheduled to be held in West Kelowna's Memorial Park and Abbotsford's Mill Lake Park as part of his third annual Cross Canada Let Us Worship tour. The performance of the tour is drawing criticism from Canadians, as many of the public locations are scheduled to host the free event are owned by government and crown corporations. If somebody like this wants to perform, maybe they should do it at a church and not outdoors at a public space. My tax dollars go towards this space, and I don't want a dime going to supporting somebody who has who is divisive and has some very controversial views. That is resident of Kelowna, Kaz Zabanatez. I'm sorry. Several locations, including Parks Canada in Nova Scotia and the National Capital Commission in Quebec, have withdrawn the permitting for the event, citing safety concerns, and at least six of the worship events were canceled, with some rescheduled on private property. Fuchs has ties to the MAGA movement, unsuccessfully ran for U.S. Congress, is a Republican in 2020, and is a vocal supporter of Donald Trump, known for his worship services and protests of queer people, abortion rights, and COVID mandates. Here's a quote from him to CBC. "Here's the hard truth. If I had shown up in purple hair and a dress claiming to be a woman, the government wouldn't have said a thing. But to publicly profess deeply held Christian beliefs is to be labeled an extremist and have free worship events classified as public safety risks." Yeah, you can feel free to eat shit there, Sean. The city of Kelowna said it received dozens of letters and calls to the upcoming performance and aims to address the safety concerns by working with the RCMP and asking the event organizer to meet necessary safety requirements. If you live in Abbotsford or Kelowna, don't let them put these shows on and disrupt them. Absolutely disrupt them, because you know that the opposite would happen. The presence of a figure. Oh, here we go. West Kelowna resident Scott Gillespie, who penned one of the letters received by the city of West Kelowna, has asked the municipality to ensure that there is space for counter demonstration. The presence of a figure like Mr. Fuchs, whose events have documented history of inciting tension, poses a legitimate risk to the well-being of marginalized residents, especially queer individuals, then may compromise the sense of safety in public spaces. Despite the pushback, he has said he is not backing down. So look, I think this goes beyond Christian beliefs. Now, I'm not a religious person. That probably is obvious from listening to this show for any amount of time. I have no problem with people practicing religion, provided that they don't try to force the values of that religion onto other people. I think that religion has a place and a value in terms of your own self, your self connection to the universe and the world around you. Absolutely fine. As soon as it becomes something where you are doing harm to other people, either directly or indirectly, then I have a problem. Then we have a problem. And it sounds like this guy is harmful. He is, like I said here, he is in protest of two-spirit LGBTQ plus abortion rights and COVID mandates. That is harm. Queer folks, LGBTQ folks, two-spirit folks are harmed by protests like that, by the frankly bullshit argument that somehow they are not permitted by God. Also, abortion rights, people are harmed when their rights to abortion are compromised or taken away. People are harmed. COVID-19 mandates, guess what? If we don't follow those, people were harmed. People died. So as far as I'm concerned, this is now active harm from somebody. And so, no, I don't sympathize with him, and I don't feel for him. Also, at what point did we start really needing Christian pastors from the United States to come through to spread the word, as it were? Frankly, I don't care. And yeah, I agree with the people who have said that, you know, if I'm paying taxes, I don't want those taxes paying him. Or platforming him, which is what we're doing. We're giving him a platform in a place that we all pay for. So, you know, if you're local to those areas, maybe, yeah, demonstration is a good idea. And I'm sure that Kelowna and Abbotsford have communities that will rise to the occasion. So don't let this just happen. One of the things that we have to at least try to stop doing is just letting things happen and thinking, well, you know, it'll be over, because you give people like this an inch and they will take a mile 100% of the time. You know, it's the same kind of idea with whenever someone gets elected, we think, oh, it's just for 4 years. It's not. It's not. There are ripples through, you know, people ripple through, and they are, it's just not worth the risk or the harm that it will do. And frankly, this guy can go back to the States and do whatever he wants. I'm not interested in him as a person. And I don't think that we should do huge public worship shows. Fine. If your local church wants to have him, fine. You know, that's, you're going to do what you're going to do. And if you don't care that your religion does harm, how good can your religion actually be? Right? Also, the straw man argument that if he had shown up saying that he was a woman, nobody would have said anything. Go to hell. You're an asshole. And, yeah, I think you know that. I do. Maybe you don't know that. Maybe these people are... No, you know what? This is a grift. These people do not genuinely and deeply hold any belief other than what is convenient or gets them the most attention. So, he's a clown. And he should be treated as such. So, there you go. That is the story of the MAGA-affiliated religious leader coming through Canada. Watch out and see if he is coming to your town. see if you need to be aware of that. And hopefully he's not. It's bad. It's bad news. It's a bad news story. What can I say? All right, folks, we have got more music coming your way. We've got We Came as Romans with Bad Luck coming up next. After that, you're going to hear some clipping from, they have a kind of special edition release of their most recent album, which if you haven't heard, rules. Anyway, that's going to be called Night of Heaven. We'll talk a bit more when we come back. Appreciate you. I do. Appreciate you all, and I hope you're going to come and see me play on August 9th, because it's going to be a blast. Anyway, We Came as Romans, Bad Luck, their new album coming out soon is not saved to... Oh, here it is. It's called All Is Beautiful. Enjoy it, and here we go.
whiskey, protect and deceive all my love. That's one more night of heaven in this hell, forbidden by God, me, and maybe you.
They watching, you know, the stroke of the key, the pop of the lock, the turn of the coat, the clock of the whip of the wrist of the whip of the wheel is a whippoorwill whistle. They listen for gristle and bone, and you phone it all to them in lists of your wants that you click. Point them out. Any kind of beating, they could join around. Any kind of meeting of the motor mouth emotions in the orbit of the speaking she could go without. They seek each time she wrote it down. And nothing's forever but this. Every word that she stitched on the net of her intimate interest, absently ordered deliveries tipped.
Could I have known I'd ever become so sensible and long for a family? I found a home, a mirror, golden striper, perilous secret.
They're watching, you know. And nothing's forever but this. Any kind of fleeting is to order out. The hunger could embolden, but you know that they are right around. The corners are beholden to the order of the golden angle, so she doesn't make a sound. But little isn't nothing, and a footprint is enough to bring the algorithm into town. She wondered about the thunder, reminiscing about the TV screens flipping down, and all she heard was ticking pound. Them days are gone, those ways are lost, so don't wait too long, don't waste the heart, so frivolous, the littlest, the more so, so recorded and embroidered onto your soul. But they watching, you know. They need what you want. She leaves them a letter of thanks and then makes her way gracefully into the dark.